Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 25th and the whole week ahead. Mercury is the prelude to big things that start from tomorrow, and it's all going to happen in the area of your home and family. Mercury is the thinking planet, and that's what you need to do now. Think hard and long about choices, about decisions that will affect where you're living and who you're living with. And here's your Sunday stars. Solar eclipse blasts through all of the negativity that is currently in your life, especially with where you're living and home, family and domestic affairs. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's your fourth house. And if you can realize that the next 6 months can bring change, some of it dramatic and some of it perhaps not what you want, but in the end, it will give you the release that you need. And here's your Monday stars. The power of the planets in your fifth house of creativity is so good. There is a passion and a desire that comes through the stars now, and all of them are good for you. What do you feel passionate about? Who do you feel passionate about? Because these stars are all about that feeling passion. You could meet somebody you fall head over heels with. It's sexual. But at the same time, it can mean doing something that brings out the vibrancy within you. All good. Here's your Tuesday stars. Step back and relax a little. Where do you find your greatest fun? Or where would you find golden moments? Through music, through films, through whatever. Because today is one of those days to immerse yourself in the things that you enjoy, the things that bring you pleasure. The mood now is mellow, and that's what you should tune into more than anything else. And here's your Wednesday stars. Lots going on in that creative part of your chart, and listening to your heart and what your heart wants and dictates is a good thing. It is a good thing for you to do the things now where you feel artistically and creatively satisfied. Because of the connection of Venus, Mars and Uranus, don't be surprised if you fall in love with someone or something, or equally, if someone falls in love with you. And here's your Thursday stars. Stick the Sun and Neptune together in your fourth house, and the biggest thing you've got to cope with now is denial. Just not facing up to the facts or the truth of a situation. There are times when we need to confront issues, and for you, this is one of them. Don't run away. Don't hide. Don't push yourself into the background when you need to be up there at the forefront. And certainly don't resort to drink or drugs or anything else that can take away the truth of a situation. And here's your Friday stars. If you put Jupiter opposition Uranus together, then you're certainly going to have a wham bam, thank you Mr. or Ma'am situation. It's sexy. There is a powerful vibe now. It is full of passion and desire. Could be a one-night stand, it could be something longer. But also it can mean a friend can be a lover too. There's all kinds of things can happen with Jupiter and Uranus. And to be honest with you, none of them are predictable. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.